Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. All right, let's continue this conversation about women in the workplace. And we're going to look at the food industry. From menu planning, preparing and cooking foods to supervising and training kitchen assistants, there are a lot of jobs inside of a kitchen. And men still dominate the culinary industry. And when you think about the workplace harassment, low pay, the few opportunities, it's hard to find enough female chefs. Well, today we're going to look at the life of female chefs in South Florida, and we're joined by two female professionals. Chef Adrienne Calvo, she's the owner of Adrienne's Vineyard Restaurant, and she wrote her first cookbook as a teenager, and she opened her first restaurant at the age of 22. She's also host of Maximum Flavor Live on NBC6. Chef Calvo, it's such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks. It's so wonderful to be here.
Great to have you. Also joining us is Chef Brielle Fratellone. She's the owner of Chez Bon Bon on Miami Beach. She was the recipient of a 2007 Culinary James Beard Scholarship, and she attended the Culinary Institute of America in New York City. Chef Fratellone, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
And we'd love to hear from you. Are you a woman who's worked in the restaurant industry? You want to share your thoughts about why there aren't more female chefs running their own restaurants, what it's like to get in the business, make it in the business, and of course, some of the stories that you've experienced, things you've experienced while trying to make it in the business. Find us on Facebook or Twitter at WLRN Sundial, and we probably read some of those comments if we can get them in today before the program is over. You know, just as a note, I mean, I grew up working in the food industry in high school and college. That's all I ever did to get through. I never worked for a female chef. Now, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I never had a female chef. Actually, never even had a female boss in the business. And this is going back into the 90s. Chef Calvo, let me start with you. I wanted to get a sense of why you're both in the business. Chef Calvo, why did you want to get in the food business?
Well, I wanted to get into the food business because basically, I was obsessed with food. I love food. I knew from an early age I wanted to be a chef. I never imagined all like the hurdles I'd have to go to, like, you know, to actually own a restaurant or even climb the ladder in the food industry. But I always wanted to be a chef.
And you wrote your first cookbook as a teenager?
Well, I was 18, but I was actually doing culinary competitions just to get college money. And that's how I kind of rounded up all my recipes for my first cookbook. And culinary competitions is another thing. It's another area of the culinary world that's male dominated.
And 22, you start your first restaurant.
Yes.
That's impressive. That's unbelievable.
Oh, it was crazy. Yes. Thank you.
And what were you doing at the time?
Well, I actually was a pastry chef at the Mandarin Oriental in Miami. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. Chef Fratellone, you went to the Culinary Institute of America. Tell us about, you know, how you got started. What inspired you and especially to take the path that you've taken?
Absolutely. So I started early too. I started at the age of 16. I went to my local grocery store in Kansas City and applied for a job there. It was the closest thing, and they put me in the bakery. And I fell in love with there. I learned to decorate cakes. First off, I was a cake decorator. Fell in love with it. Fell in love with the art of pastry, and ended up going to the Culinary Institute of America in New York to get my full degree.
And you're now in command of, you got a team of 55 people, right?
Yes. So I'm the executive pastry chef at Fountain Blue. So Chez Bon Bon is our pastry shop in Fountain Blue. We have 55 pastry team members, 6 sous chefs. It's a completely from scratch operation. So we have a chocolate room, gelato room, bakery, patisserie, and cake studio. So everything's done in-house for that shop.
Tell me about why, and because this is the topic here for today, is why women are so underrepresented in the culinary industry. And I know, Chef Calvo, you just mentioned like you didn't expect some of the hurdles that you were going to run into, but why is that? What's the challenge? Why is it just mostly men? Chef Fratellone, let me start with you.
Sure. So it's a little bit different in the pastry world. When I did go to culinary school, and we had a group of 20 students in the class, 19 of those were women, one man in the culinary class for pastry. All of our instructors were male. So that was the original experience I had, was a lot of women in the pastry field, however, no women in leadership roles. So that started to change through the years of getting women from those starting roles up to that leadership role and getting the mentors and the inspiration to get up to those levels.
See, this is fascinating. So the last conversation we had, we're talking about this report on pay gap, and the data showed there are more women getting education, higher education. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me there are more women in training and yet in the world, in the real world, not so many in leadership roles. Why do you think that is?
A lot of it is, you know, I was growing up, I never worked for a female executive pastry chef. I had the opportunity to work for my first executive female chef. Seeing a woman in that role and getting that inspiration as a woman that that's possible, that's an option, I can get up to that. Having someone mentor you when you get out of school, it's very important to having someone walk you through those steps and getting, it's a trade after school. You really have to apprentice and get on board with someone.
Chef Calvo, I'm curious as to what some of those hurdles were that you didn't know were coming. I mean, what was it like for you coming up?
Well, for me, for example, I didn't study pastry, and I had a male executive chef as a boss at the Mandarin Oriental. And just because I was a woman, he actually put me in pastry. He just assumed that I wanted to just do pastry. So that was one of the hurdles.
So there's an expectation women just go into pastry.
Yeah. Well, that's how it was, you know, like 15 years ago. So, I mean, and I ended up loving pastry, but at that, I still had a male boss. Now owning my restaurant for almost 12 years, it's very hard to get male employees in the kitchen and have them respect you as a boss in the kitchen. I mean, even from as far from the dishwasher to your prep cooks, if there's a man in there, they just want to step over you. It's very interesting. I don't know if it's the male ego, but at that, I have my two chefs in command are women.
And what about, because starting your own restaurant, getting the money, and also hear about women challenged to get funding for their projects.
Funding for me was a little unorthodox, which is why it led me to open a restaurant at 22. My first cookbook, it got on Montel Williams.
His last show.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
His very last show was Teen Entrepreneurs and Authors and things like that. He held up my book. It had just been published. And he's like, everybody's got to buy a book, you know. And from those book sales, you know, it's money I never had. I was like, wow, that's what TV does, you know. From those book sales, I was like, okay, I'm going to put all my eggs in one basket. I'm going to open a restaurant. I don't really know what I'm doing too well as much as the business side, but I do know how to cook and I know how to do math. So I'm going to try my best. And if I lose it, well, you know, I'm going to go do what I originally wanted to do, which was to be a hotel chef. But you know what? It worked out. So...
Wow. Yeah, so you know what? So many things there I want to unwrap here. And we did hear from another female chef I want to get to in a second. But again, from both of you, and you said this is interesting, Chef Calvo, is men have an issue with a female boss.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. No. I don't want to generalize. That's true. But you've seen that. They have an issue with
yes,
that.
Yes.
I mean, you know what? How do you handle that?
You know, you have to take a moment because it hurts you emotionally and you kind of like you know, they'll tell you a woman doesn't talk to me like that. I've actually been told that. I'm like, I'm paying your salary and you're telling me a woman doesn't talk to you. Mind you, I don't use any type of curse words. I don't, you know, which is something that in a kitchen you'll hear, like if you have a male boss, they'll yell at you. They insult you. You know, it's commonplace for kitchen atmosphere. And I'll just very softly be like, can you please make sure that you store the, you know, the items properly in the refrigerator? Because if an inspector comes, you know, very gently, like a woman doesn't tell me what to do. Like if I have to repeat it twice, it's like, you know, blasphemy.
Chef Rattalone, you know what? And because you try to find a good balance, you know, with your team. And actually, I want to go to that hiring process. How do you spot those folks? Because you don't even want to bring that kind of attitude into the workplace.
Right. And like Chef Adner was mentioning, too, that's the old mentality of a kitchen is yelling, screaming, cursing, you know, that fear-based leadership, which was the kitchen style for so many years. That's not the type of leader I am. And that's not the type of leader I've learned from. And so when I hire people in that, I have them stash in the kitchen. They come work for us for a day. They see what our environment's like. And we try to... get the best personality fit for that environment of a learning-based environment.
Here's the thing. This is what I do know is I remember, you know, when it's the lunch hour, it's the dinner hour, that is a hectic, crazy time. So how do you keep, you know, an environment that is positive when it's just kind of natural to want to yell at people? And it's like, hey, we got all these dishes. We got all this stuff that we got to do. We got to get it done now.
Right. And that comes from the leader. So if your leader is calm, your leader is keeping everyone organized, they are moving fast, but they're not raising their voice, that trickles down to everyone else. So if your boss is screaming, your boss is yelling, your boss is going to throw a plate against the wall, that is your reaction. You're going to react to that, and you are going to continue to base your further learning based off of that reaction, because that's who you're learning from.
You're bringing back way too many memories for me, I swear to God. So we talked to a local chef, Cynthia Hudson. She is a self-taught chef who specializes in Caribbean food, and she owns Ortonique Restaurant on Miracle Mile in Coral Gables and Zest in downtown Miami and one in Jamaica. And she shared this story with us.
For instance, I'd hear people say, females say that they were given the most menial, stupid jobs, such as picking thyme leaves off a twig, because maybe their sous chef, who was a male above them, would go, oh, look, I'm going to do the important things. Let me give this silly job to this woman.
Chef Calvo, do women feel the need to prove themselves more than their male counterparts because they're going to be viewed that way?
You know, I don't know if that's I don't know if that's necessarily true. But I do know that it's definitely a stigma in the industry, just because you're coming into the good old boys club more often than not. I remember one of the events, a signature event in Miami, that I have taken part in probably 8 years in a row. And it was a male chef, pretty celebrity. I mean, everybody in Miami knows who he is, and wouldn't address me by my name. He would introduce me as, you know, the fiery redhead. And that was it, you know. Chef's laughing too. Yes.
I've gotten called that too.
Yeah, exactly. And we're like, we have a name, you know, and we're dedicating our time now, you know, time and money toward an event. And I was just the fiery redhead. And so you have to kind of prove yourself, your skills, to be taken more seriously.
At any point, though, have you ever had to just step up and say, excuse me, call me by my name, respect me? You know, treat me with respect. Have you ever done that?
No, but I think that's what's happening now. I think female chefs, well, females in general, we're changing the narrative. So I think people have a little bit more of a platform now to say, you know, even if you are in an event with thousands of people, you might get on the mic and say, excuse me, call me by my name, you know, instead of that. But before, people just kind of like, you kind of laughed a little bit. Yeah, great. It's great to be here. And that's it, you know.
Yeah. Again, talking about female chefs, why there aren't more female chefs, still a male-dominated industry. Talking with Chef Adrian Calvo and Chef Brielle Fratellone. They're both female chefs here in South Florida. And, you know, again, we want to hear from you. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter at WLRN Sundial. And let us know, if you're a woman in the industry, what that experience has been like for you, and how do you battle through it? And did you stick it out, or did you just leave and say, I've had enough of this? You know, so much has changed in the world. And, you know, you think about the Me Too movement and how it's shaping a lot of different industries. This industry, is it changing this industry at all? Is the conversation changing at all? Chef Fratellone, let me start with you.
All right. I think one of the main parts of the two is having more women in leadership positions makes women who have had something happen to them more comfortable about coming forward. I've had those experiences where poor people have a male boss, but they come to me instead. I'm in a leadership position. They come to me. They say, you know, I want to talk about this. They feel more comfortable because they are embarrassed by it. And it's more comfortable talking to a female sometimes about those situations. So having more females in leadership positions really helps balance that a lot more. And a lot more people are coming forward.
Yeah. Chef Calvo, your take on that. What's changed?
Well, I think definitely exactly what Chef just said. I think it's very important, I think, moving forward to have women in leadership positions for that. And I think men are also going to be, I think they're going to be a little bit scared now moving forward to just, you know, for example, you think that you can put your hand on a girl's lap just because she is your employer, she reports to you, and she would just stay quiet about it. Or if she wanted to move up the ladder, she would have to, you know, accept that behavior. And I think now that won't be tolerated anymore.
You know, I mean, I have my own experiences again coming up, and most of the jobs I ever had, though, I was at the bottom of the food chain, to, you know, really, if anything. But I was thinking about this this past year. I went back and read Anthony Bourdain's book after he had passed away. I'd never read it. I read it. and Kitchen Confidential. And I just thought, oh my God, you know, yeah, it's, I remember all of these things. But one of the things that he focused on in the book is that it is, again, you know, and Chef Cavill, you, is fascinating how you said it, you know, it's a lot of men, a lot of ego, and oh my gosh, I mean, maybe it's just to sell the book, but also talking a lot about sex. And I wondered, you know, what is that atmosphere? And who's causing this? Is it the chef? Is it the manager? Or is it just the nature of that business?
Well, I think the nature of the business is a beast by itself, just because yeah. you're working late hours. It's high stress. So then you, when you want to decompress, you turn to things like alcohol, partying. And the rest of the world is kind of, you know, they're asleep at that time. They have regular jobs. So it's the people in the kitchen. So now you grow closer to the people in the kitchen. And then people are going to get a crush. Like, you know, guys are going to like the girls. Girls are going to like the guys. You know, it's just the nature of the business. And before you know it, somebody crosses the line. And if you're not, if the woman is not in the leadership position, chances are she's going to tolerate it.
Let me finish up with this. If you give advice to women, because one of the things is, again, if we see more women in school training, why don't we see more women in leadership roles and positions of chef? But what advice do you give women? Chef Ratalone, let me ask you this. If you had the chance to, you know, sit in one of those classrooms right now and talk to a group of women, what do you tell them?
The main thing is self-confidence, believing in yourself and willing to take that risk. That's a lot of the reason I'm in the position I am is because I've tried things that have never been done before and experimented and got creative and really built up my self-confidence. But I also fail as well. And you have to be ready to fail and be okay with failing to also be able to succeed and move forward.
And Chef Calvo, what's your take? What advice do you give?
To stick it out. And if you hit a wall, find a way around it. If you can't open the door, open a window and just stick it through.
Again, Chef Adrian Calvo and Chef Brielle Fratalone joining us, talking again about, you know, life as a woman in the food industry, especially here in South Florida. And again, we want to hear from you. If you are a woman who's worked in the food service industry, what has that process been like for you? Did you make it a chef? Are you running your own restaurant? What were the hurdles? And you know what? I'd like to hear from you, too. What is that advice you give to the next generation of women coming up so that they have a better opportunity? Chef Calvo, Chef Ratalone, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time today.
Thank you.
And I know this is, you're busy. How are you not back in at the restaurant? You got work to do. All right. Again, find us on Facebook or our Twitter at WLRN Sundial. Well, still to come, it's live from the 305. We meet the band that has given this show its sound. Stay tuned.